Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I cannot talk too much, and I should not talk too much. Not because of my physical illness, but I will explain to you in a few minutes. This video, one sister, she loved me for Allah, she sent it to me. And believe it or not, and she told me, you have to listen to it, and you have to take data from it. She's right. But when you look at the data, I listened to it, and the only data in here very important to us is the name of the chemist it released in the body. But when you look at the four elements, he talk about it, we talk about it for years. I talk about it for 30 years. And I will tell you one most important element of this video. The most important element of this video, if a Muslim elder or some respected person come to you with advice, okay, we have to be repellent against him. And we will not take his word seriously. But if a Muslim, no, if a non-Muslim come to us with blue eyes and yellow hair, coming to talk to us, we listen carefully and we said, wow. I bear witness to Allah, those who know me, after you listen to this. And if you attend our workshop 1, 2, and 3, what he said anything new? Can you please listen to this video and tell me if he came with something new than what we said? He talked about the era of the 80s and what happening. He talked about the failure of the parent. But he forget, why the failure of the parent? Number one, for us, because we bombarded with the stereotype of colonialism above Islam. Until now, look at the way we think and the way we educate and the way we should be educating. Are we following Islam and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. We listen to the stereotype of education. Even this education, it push us to what? Excel, exceed, championship. Who's first? Who higher? Who's? Believe it or not, just watch the news in the last 24 hours. And I wanted to go and see what is the latest report. The latest report is about Finland, the country Finland, okay, way of education. They have no exam, no championship. All the diseases we have, they do not have. And they try to teach kids everything. Everything. Please go and find out how Finland teach. And they do not involve with the teacher. They respect the teacher. And they let the teacher lead. And they make sure the teacher is really a teacher. And he's very well equipped with the knowledge and technique and experience he needs. By this way, this video, he emphasized about the failure of parenting. But he didn't tell you how to be. He didn't teach you anything. He's just explaining symptoms and diseases of society, which we talk about it a lot. But we have much better than this video. We're supposed to be the seeker of knowledge. We're supposed to be the seeker of consultation. We're supposed to be the seeker and worry about the companionship. By the way, we have all the elements of success. We have all the element of cure. All we need, the sincere, humble people to follow. Please, I want you to watch this video and reflect and tell me. And those who listen to me and attend workshop 1, 2, and 3, tell me if we miss anything. Technology. You talk about the element of technology. We talk about it. I always emphasize it. I always emphasize it. And I seek, please, I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help and tell me, did I not tell you the same over and over again? But nobody listened. And you talk about the absence of tarbiyah, qudwa, role model. He talk about the emptiness in the relationship, but he didn't tell you why, where it's coming from, and how to cure it. We do all this. He talk about the importance of bi'a, the tarbiyah, the environment. We talk about that. We talk about all the diseases, and we talk about how to cure it from every aspect, from biology, from dunya, from Islamic. We did all this. We did all this in details. What is missing? One sister, she tell me, she sent me a message and she tell me, can you please elaborate from your own perspective? I will answer her in only one word. Can you please tell me if you heard something new? Or everything he said, you heard it from me in detail over and over again. But what is the problem? How serious we are, how respected to each other we are, how we take our each other advice seriously. How come we have a disease in the ummah? When a non-Muslim talk, we listen. When our elder talk, we do not listen and we do not respect. Honest to Allah, shame on us, shame on us, shame on us. And I return my affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I tell Allah, oh Allah, Allahumma inni ballaght, Allahumma fashhad, Allahumma inni ballaght, Allahumma fashhad, Allahumma inni ballaght, Allahumma fashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness, I give them my message over and over again in detail, in ultimate detail. I went to many countries. I meet the parents and I tell them straight, you are the enemy of Islam and your kids will be the future of the enemy of Islam, and we have to do something about it. And nobody move. No parents move, no elder move. A lot of people around me know what I have, what I'm capable of, and how much I can do for the youth, and nobody support me. Nobody support me, support me. And nobody take my message seriously. Shame, 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 shame on us. And we call ourselves a Muslim. I talk about the same topic in detail, but from a different perspective completely. He just make it nice, it word nice, and it has a few points. That's it. Did he give you the cure? No. Did he give you the methodology of how to correct it? No. Did he tell you about all the goal in life and perspective of life? We have all the cure. We have all the cure for all this element he mentioned. Only if we embrace Islam and be responsible about the message and carry the message forward and be real. By this way, when I die, I can say to Allah, Allah, I bear witness, I try. I did my utmost. I did my best for me and for mankind. Please, for Sabilillah, I want you this message to hear it very well and listen to this video and tell me what is new. Please tell me what is new. And I'm hammering all this topic for years, but different perspective and different terminology. We talk about bi'ah, we talk about environment, we talk about companionship. When he talk about relationship and empty relationship, when he talk about love, for years all this topic, I talk about it in details. Detail of detail of details. Wallahi, I want to cry and I want to scream to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came with unbelievable amount of data and information can benefit all of us. You tell me when you watch this video, in the end, what is the cure? What is the systematic way of curing? He didn't mention it. Do you know Europe and America, and especially America? All what he talk about it is already embedded in the system. Is already embedded in the system of education. But I said it long time ago, the most important environment is the mother. The most important environment is the family. The most important environment is the companionship. This can erase all of the above if we have the right one. Please, I beg you for Allah, listen to this video carefully and tell me if he's coming with anything new. Except he make all the point I talked to you in the past, it make it less relevant. Why it make it relevant? Because he give you some data and some terminology. That's it. But Brother Ahmad tell you the same information, you will not take it seriously. And even if we listen to it, what we planning to do about it? We already have all this disease. If you listening to me in my past, I bear witness, you can go study it. The Department of Health in the United States by the federal government announced years ago, I forget how many years, but how many years ago, is the addiction of laptop and computer and television is a disease, and they add it as a disease. And they make a statistics about the amount of people and family and adult lost their job, lost their family, kids lost the school. I talk about the Facebook and I talk about all this and clicking for years. Nobody take me serious. Please tell me if I'm wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong. And please tell me what to do and how we go forward from here. If I'm right, please, please, for sabilillah, not for me. Let me know your feedback. Jazakumullah kulla khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm waiting for your info and your feedback. Be serious, be real before it's too late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The topic he talk about it, relationship, and the empty relationship, and the failure in a relationship, we talk about it a lot. All what he talk about it, we talk about it. But from Islamic point of view, okay, he talk about it. We spread the link, we share the data. What Allah want from me after that? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want me to do? Can we keep talking? Can we keep spreading link? Can we keep spreading data? Where is the responsible father and mother? Where is the responsible people who said, I'm responsible. Let's spread the message. Let's elevate the ummah. Let's cure the parents quick and let them aware. What about all who know me very well and listen to me very well? I bear witness to Allah. I will take them to Allah. And I said, Allah, they heard me. They know what I have. They know what I'm capable of. Oh Allah, bear witness. Look at the support they give me, Allah. Look at the support they give me, Allah. Look at how sincere and serious they are with me, Allah. And look at all the Christian and other, how they support their own wrong. Where we are, I bear witness to Allah. I try to do whatever I can. I did what I can with everything I have. I have nothing left. I bear witness to Allah and Allah bear witness. I have nothing left. I did everything in my ability and my capability with all the money I have. Time, money and health, I did. I tried. And I bear witness to Allah, not too many people support me. But a lot of people betrayed me. A lot of people put me down. A lot of people give me empty rhetoric. A lot of people just talk. And I bear witness to Allah, I'm responsible of what I said. We not serious. We not serious about the message. We do everything the way we like. Where's leadership? Where's companionship? Where's respect to each other? Where's the bond for each other for Sabilillah? Where's the supporting each other for Allah and the message? Where's Allahu Akbar and the message above me and you? Where is all this? Where, my brother and sister in Islam? I'm screaming and crying to you. Follow up. Initiate. Do. And they will get upset with me. Imagine, when I tell you initiate and do, you get upset with me. I tell you change, be responsible, change your family. People get upset with me. Okay, what do you want me to do? After you watching this, what are you planning to do? Is this not a piece of knowledge? Even if it's coming from non-Muslim, what are you planning to do? Because in Islam, we cannot say, I said link. We cannot say, Allah, I spread link. What are you planning to do? Where you go from here? Yes, the Ummah is sick. Yes, all what he said is correct. What are we planning to do? Tell me, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, take my words seriously. We have no time for emotion. We have no time to blame and point finger. Because once I drop dead or you drop dead, all our talk between each other will be not relevant at all. And in the front of Allah, Allah will tell me what you did, what you're planning to do. Forgive me of what I'm going to say, but this is the truth. We are in the end of time. And when the end of time comes, division will increase. The nafs will increase. Everybody like his opinion. No obedience. Today I bear witness to Allah. I hardly see a wife obey her husband, or husband obey Allah, or we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasuluh, or we get together to help the message for Sabilillah, or be united for Allah. Even good deed according to the feeling, according to what I like, in the time I like, the way I like. No unity at all. No unity at all. And I always say it long time ago. Show me please unity. And if you don't like me, don't worry about it. Go to somebody you like by be united. Do your best. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He command us, command. Unite in al-birr wa taqwa. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Be united in all goodness. And He warned us of division. I bear witness to Allah. I bear witness to Allah. We claim we love each other for Allah. Is His the love of Allah? We claim, we carry, and we honor, and we are the custodian of the message. Is this the way we behave? We heard a lot of knowledge. We have all the workshop. I try. I'm really trying. Tell me, can I try by myself? Where is the parents? Where is the parents who said I'm responsible? Where is the people who said, please brother, you have an important message. Let me support you by any means. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do and do. I bear witness to Allah. We betrayed the message. We betrayed the message of Allah wa Rasuluh. We do everything the way we like, in the time we like. There's a lot of work to be done. What the big deal when we send the link? Please listen to this link very well and listen to what he said. And you tell me if what he said is more than what you heard from me. And if we heard it, okay, what are we planning to do about it? Similar, Syria, Gaza, this, that, you name it. Calamity after calamity. And what we do? We pop and we go back. We pop and we go back. No, the message is not popping and go back. The message is to carry the message, to elevate the message until you die. Is not some time, is not when I feel like it, is not what I want to do. This one of the musiba in the ummah. This why you see even in Syria, in Iraq, and all over, division after division, division after division, and after the division, people kill each other. Where it coming from? Ego, arrogant, nafs. We're not willing to be humble for Allah. Wallahi, in last many night, I wake up asleep, wake up asleep, wake up asleep with one thing. I said, where is the love of Allah? Is the love of Allah so cheap? Is the love of Allah so cheap? Is our relationship so cheap? What are you going to say to Allah when you die? How you can face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when I give a serious advice, people get upset with me. Please, are you upset because the way I said it? My tone of voice, or the message is wrong, or I command you to do something wrong? Please, my brother and sister in Islam, you see the condition of the family, the condition of youth, the condition of the ummah, what we planning to do about it. Each one of us responsible. We have what it take. We have what it take. We have the answer of everything in this video. And we have more than that, much greater. Only if we are a Muslim. Please, I need your feedback as soon as possible. Please, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Humble yourself to Allah. Forget about me. It's not me and you. It's the message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.